Are you ready?
Jamie Markley.
You want to have a little fun?
David Van Camp.
I'm ready. I'm ready right now.
Hey, two failed guitar players had to find something to do.
Let's do this.
This is the Markley and Van Camp Show.
Wait, do I need a helmet?
Can you dig it?
All right, all right. Thank you so much for being here, the Markley and Van Camp Show. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. And we live in America. I mean, compared to a lot of other places, life is good.
Yes, it is.
A lot of things to be positive about. Uh-oh, stock market.
I love it. After months of having people on national news outlets all tell us that the stock market's not really that big of a deal. I mean, let's not pay too much attention to it. And then there's a terrible day, don't get me wrong, absolutely no good, awful, terrible day.
I understand.
And suddenly it's, we need dazzling coverage of the stock market now, because now it's important. Haven't we been hearing for the last several months, well, not that many people relative to the entire population of the United States is actually invested and has skin in the game in the stock market. But now that we can make Trump look bad with it, let's go ahead and run this. I will say, said it earlier, a lot of the analysis this morning, not yesterday afternoon or last night, but this morning, has been a little bit more measured, has been saying, okay, the sky is not falling.
Right.
The old correction going on. The New York Times had the piece. You know, instead of reflecting economic pessimism, this stock market sell-off seems rooted in a form of optimism that employers, again, this is the New York Times.
Failing.
The failing New York Times. That employers will have to pay higher wages, cutting into profits, and that higher inflation will cause the Fed to raise rates faster than had assumed. Throw in some worry that markets were getting a little overheated, and you have a recipe for the downturn we've just witnessed. In other words, this bad news for stock investors seems to be driven in part by good news for workers.
Okay. So they're saying, sit back, relax a little bit.
It's all right. It'll all be okay.
Part of it. I was reading a story about it last night. And it just kind of zoomed out on the graph to look at, you know, where we were a year ago, where we were 2 years ago. And with the graph, you're like, wow, man, it's crazy. And then, yeah, yesterday it tumbled. We're still far ahead of where we would have been, you know, in relative terms to when you're talking about a year, 2 years ago. I mean, listen, I can try to give you some pinpoint analysis on the stock market. All right. But you're not going to believe that BS, and I won't even believe it. But it's like, I can tell you when it seems time to panic, and it's not the time yet.
Right. But no, this is something that you can kick Trump a little bit on, so that's why everybody's all over this like stink on a monkey.
Yes. All monkeys? That's unloving toward monkeys.
That's what I hear, at least.
Okay. Meanwhile.
Well, here we go again. The president has crossed another red line. He called Democrats treasonous. At least that's what we're being bombarded with.
Yes.
This is the other crisis of the day.
Saw it. Is this really a crisis?
The president's truly stunning comments in Ohio.
New tonight, President Trump ripping into Democrats, accusing them of treason.
This president dragged this country deep into the mud of autocracy and dictatorship.
This is what we warned our viewers about.
I think it's outrageous. I think he's hit a new low.
There are Nicaraguan dictators. There are Asian dictators who would be embarrassed.
Maybe he's been watching too much North Korean television.
He might be more comfortable being president of Russia.
I'm sorry. I was led to believe 3 weeks ago that it was terrible to ever insinuate that a place like, I don't know, Nicaragua or certain Asian countries or Russia were bad.
Oh, you can't call them bleep holes.
I mean, saying that Trump would be more comfortable being the president of Russia, isn't that kind of in that mindset, saying that Russia's kind of a crap hole?
It's very disparaging, David.
I'm very disappointed.
Yes.
In the bigotry that we see on display here. But listen to what Trump actually said. He's joking around with some people in the room. Should he have said it? No. But you can hear it. Look, he was talking about the State of the Union and how Democrats sat on their hands through the whole speech.
It got to a point where I really didn't even want to look too much during the speech over to that side. Because honestly, it was bad energy. No, it's bad energy. You're up there. You've got half the room going totally crazy, wild. They loved everything. They want to do something great for our country. And you have the other side, even on positive news, really positive news like that, they were like death. And un-American. Un-American. Somebody said treasonous. I mean, yeah, I guess why not? Can we call that treason? Why not?
Okay.
No, it's not treason, but...
Can you tell he's going tongue-in-cheek there? Mm-hmm. He's playing to an audience.
Yeah, I guess why not?
Well, and he's reacting to what people are saying in the crowd. And I don't know how well this translates over the radio, but if you listen, I pumped up the audio in this next clip.
Okay.
Because somebody shouts out, un-American. He's reacting to the crowd.
Right.
They were like death. And un-American.
Yeah, going on what mm-hmm. someone else said.
Yeah. And when he says treasonous, he's pointing. Somebody out there said this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess why not?
Why not? It's dumb, but okay. Here's just one of those other things that will be a story for a couple days, and then we'll move on.
Yes. It's like it always is, man.
This is what we warned our audience about.
For months, we've said it, and then it's crossed another line. We're in such danger. In other news, well, they're making good on their promise. Bud Light is buying beer for Philadelphia. Good idea, David?
No, of course it's not a good idea. They punch horses and eat horse feces.
Let's see.
No, I'm not even joking about that one. You've seen the video, right?
Where I wouldn't watch it. I know the story.
Philly fans yeah. who are apparently eating horse poop.
Well, to be fair, it was one. One's too many.
One is about five too many.
Yeah.
When you talk about eating fecal matter off of the street.
Well, in Philly,
yes,
after
I think
the
that's
Eagles
a city that needs more booze.
Won the Super Bowl, we have, well, the light pole climbers. We have one guy almost died riding a traffic light above a street. Overturned cars. Got someone running around naked in an eagle mask. Acrobatics on top of hotel awnings. We have city trees being uprooted and stolen. I feel like Dean Wormer right now in Animal House, talking about Delta, what they've been up to. Dancing on top of cars, setting fires, at least one gas station looted, windows at Macy's were smashed, people jumping onto subway tracks, people scaling the gates at City Hall, mm-hmm. had a few people flinging dollar bills in the air to make it rain, people jumping on the back of ambulances, surfing on top of cars. Some climbed up on dump trucks and city buses. It is an absolute miracle no one died.
I will never, as long as I live, understand the need to take to the streets after my team wins a championship game. Although I'm a Houston Texans fan, and in fairness, my team will probably never win a Super Bowl. But I'm also an Astros fan, and they just won the World Series. Surprisingly, there's not like looting, rioting, fires being set, all of that going on.
This is a Philly kind of thing. I mean, it was predicted. It was not a huge surprise. Well, to this scale, maybe. Mm-hmm. But as you know, Bud Light made this promise last summer.
Every adult who attends Philadelphia's parade for the Super Bowl champions can crack open a Bud Light for free, apparently, if they like. The company is honoring this pledge that they made over the summer. When the odds of them winning the championship, it was not going to happen.
No.
Nobody thought this was going to happen. So back in July, Eagles player Lane Johnson promised he'd be giving out beer to everyone if the team got on a roll and won the Super Bowl, and Bud Light saw a marketing opportunity and tweeted, let's make a bet. Win it all, and the party is on us. Deal? So the parade is on Thursday, but the logistics of the beer giveaway are still kind of unclear.
Okay.
Just to put this in perspective, when the Phillies won the World Series, about 1 million people took to the streets on parade day. You got to imagine that it's going to be bigger than that.
Yes. Well, not only that, Philadelphia school is going to be closed to give students, quote, the chance to witness history.
Well, and actually, I know that's kind of eye-roll inducing for a lot of people. You also have to recognize, if you're school administrators, a lot of kids are just not going to be there today.
It's true.
Or on that day. So just give them the day off, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big deal. It's just, man, oh man, do you want your kids there Because you don't know what's going to happen.
No, if nothing else, this is like purge night, and so all the kids will be locked safely away.
So we'll see if that ends up being great marketing for Bud Light. I would imagine it will be.
This is the Markley and Van Camp Show.